Right, let's open up in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. And Lord, may we look at your word and may we have a zeal to study it and to grow in our relationship with you. Ever trusting your word and knowing that your word is truth. May it light our path, may it stir faith in our hearts. And may your word cause us to completely trust in you, not fearing what is to come, but to know that you are there in control and looking after us. This morning, Lord, I ask you to give us a teachable spirit, to anoint our eyes with eye salve and to open our ears that we may hear your word and to behave and to do according to your will, going out and witnessing to others because the time is at hand. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we're going to be looking at the 144,000. The 144,000. Last time we looked at the Lamb who was worthy to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof, the Lion, the tribe of Judah, who prevailed to open the book. And when he opened the seals thereof, judgments came upon the earth. And the first seal represented the rise of the Antichrist, and we looked at that in detail. And the second seal represented war and a rider to whom power was given to take away peace from the earth. And the third seal represented famine that was to come upon the earth. The fourth seal represented death and hell that followed him. And in the fifth seal, we saw the first martyrs of the tribulation of Daniel's 70th week. In other words, the first martyrs of the first portion or the first 3.5 years of Daniel's 70th week. In the sixth seal, it represented terrors that came upon the earth as the wrath of God begins to be poured out, bringing catastrophic changes and destruction. And a great earthquake takes place at the opening of the sixth seal, and the sun becomes black, the moon red, and meteorites fell to the earth. Mountains and islands are moved out of their places, and all upon the earth, the kings, great men, rich men, mighty men, bond men, free men, hide from the wrath of God. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand in that day? Now we continue with our study of Revelation this morning, and this morning, as I said, we